I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. On the day following the massive Turkey-Syria earthquake, the numbers of dead, injured, and missing are growing at a frightening rate. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Toplamda 3,419 kaybımız var.
Turkey's Vice President Fuat Oktay tells the media in Ankara that so far we have lost 3,419 fellow citizens and we have 20,534 wounded. We have extracted more than 8,000 people from the rubble, while 5,775 buildings have collapsed. There have been 312 aftershocks. The death toll is expected to rise as rescuers in both Turkey and Syria work in the cold and snow, searching for trapped people in the rubble of toppled buildings. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The World Health Organization says that it is imperative to get humanitarian aid to the region as soon as possible. The agency reports the earthquake has potentially exposed 23 million people, including about a million in vulnerable populations, including more than 350,000 older people and 1.4 million children. From his Twitter account Tuesday, Ukrainian Defense Secretary Alexei Reznikov said government reforms continue even during the war. In comments that came amid a string of Ukrainian government resignations and firings and rumors that he would be replaced, Reznikov said, "Thank you for all for your support as well as constructive criticism. We continue to draw conclusions." Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has not publicly remarked on comments from a member of parliament who suggested Reznikov would be transferred to another position. In his nightly address Monday, Zelensky said his government is strengthening our management positions, including appointing managers with military experience in border and frontline regions. This is VOA News.